Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, she is Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, how's that helmet fitting?
It's going great. It's funny. We work sometimes all day on a story, trying to craft a piece, and you work so hard on some of these things. And then all you really have to do is just post a photo or a story about a white face mask or some new jersey numbers, and really you're kind of good to go for the day. You can take the rest of the day off. That's how this really works.
You know, Mary Kay, where we sit, all we have to do is say Browns quarterback 216-474-0092, and Jeff, yeah, and I are done.
Does
for the day.
Same thing, Mary Kay.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's funny. I was thinking about that the other day because when the numbers came out, I was working on eight questions facing the Browns heading into the offseason program, and then the number changes came out, and I was like, oh, why did I work so hard on this all day for the last 7 hours? You know, I could have just been on Easy Street with the numbers. But anyways, it's a funny little business these days.
Can I ask you one last question on this? Are you really
sure
getting a new helmet if you just Google Herman Fontenot, and there's the helmet that you're saying is a new helmet on Herman Fontenot? Or Reggie Langhorne, or Webster, or Clay Matthews. Okay, we're going glossy and white face mask. There you go, Mary Kay.
Yeah, I mean, it's about as radical as you get when you're talking about a change in a Cleveland Browns helmet, logo, uniform, or anything like that. So people have something to get excited about. I do think they look nice. I like the white. They make the helmet pop a little bit, and they are associated with success of the football team, so I'm all for it.
All right, what did we learn yesterday from Deshaun Watson? What did we learn about the quarterback situation?
I'll tell you, my biggest takeaway from yesterday was the revelation that Deshaun acknowledged it is possible that he possibly suffered the fractured shoulder all the way back to week three. Now, we don't know for sure if that's the case, but when that shoulder injury happened, and as we moved through the season, I always felt that there had to be some connection between those two shoulder injuries, that somehow, some way, they were related. And even though we were told in no uncertain terms they were two separate injuries, I still believe in my heart of hearts, and I don't know if we'll ever know the absolute truth on this, but I still believe that these two injuries were somehow related. And I think Deshaun was trying to convey yesterday that, yes, there is a chance that they were related and that maybe there was some undetected damage or the beginnings of some damage from that initial hit in week three. He was never the same after that. If you look at the trajectory of his season and how things went, it really never was a healthy Deshaun Watson after that.
Mary Kay, let me ask you, is he on track for the first game of the season or not? That's what I was listening to yesterday. I was like, okay, give me a little insight on this.
Well, when we talked to him at the opening of his restaurant last week, he absolutely said in no uncertain terms that he will be ready for the start of the season.
Okay.
And I don't believe anything has changed. He did not retract that yesterday or dial that back in any way. I think he was just trying to say that he didn't know when he'll be 100% for practice, because that's kind of up to the doctors. And it seems to me, and Deshaun even said this, that Dr. Eletrosh wants him to be very conservative in OTAs, which are the 10 May practices, and the June mini camp. So even if he does some throwing during those things with the team, it's going to be probably very controlled. He'll be on a pitch count, and it might be a little while before we see him in full-on 11-on-11s doing what he'll do in a football game.
I think that the whole thing is interesting with the recovery and everything. And Kevin Stefanski was very vague about a timeline, and Deshaun's very vague about a timeline. And I get all that, Mary Kay. You don't want to put any undue expectations, I think, on a recovery time. That said, do you think we see Jameis Winston at the start of this season? It just your gut, or do you think Deshaun's good to go?
You know, I'm going to say Deshaun is good to go. I think they're just going to be very conservative leading up to it. And the thing to remember is that, and I talked about this a lot on a podcast that we taped yesterday. The thing to remember is, until he actually starts to take some hits on the shoulder, I don't think that we are truly going to know how it's going to go and how he's going to hold up. Until the fur is flying and you're in the heat of the moment and you're playing a violent physical football game, getting in car wrecks every 15th play or whatever, we just don't know exactly how that's going to go. When you bring a pitcher back from this, or a volleyball player, or even a baseball player, they are not in those collisions 5-6 times a game. And what we know about Deshaun is that he runs around a lot, he takes sacks because he's trying to make a play. And this is the thing to watch moving forward, is how is he going to hold up under the physical stress and strain of the game.
I thought it was interesting, Mary Kay, because when Deshaun referenced the surgery and the injury and the rehab and everything else, he referenced baseball players like crazy. And he said Dr. Eletrosh's main experience there is with baseball players. And he was stunned that Deshaun played the way that he played against Baltimore with that injury, assuming that it was there then. And so your point about the hits, I think, is the kind of the hidden factor in all of this, that maybe we don't know the answer to it, and maybe we won't until he gets out there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right. I think that's the key. Because even Dr. Eletrosh doesn't know how the shoulder and the surgery and the labrum and all of those things are going to respond to, Max Crosby crushing Deshaun. You just really don't know how any of that is going to go. And then I thought the other interesting thing was, and I wrote all of this yesterday in my story, was the fact that Deshaun described for the first time that there was a labrum repair involved. And even though that is probably something that has to happen when you're repairing a glenoid bone, which is part of the shoulder socket, I'm not sure if you have to repair a labrum in that situation or if you don't, but he made it seem like he was calling it a partial, not a full labrum. To me, he did not use the word tear, so I don't know if he's meaning partially torn labrum or what. But regardless, the labrum was repaired in this process as well. So you're not just talking about a bone. You're talking about some tissue.
All right, Mary Kay, I'm going to put you to the test here. Everyone wants to ask, what are the Browns going to do in the draft? Then you're going to say, oh, what are they going to do in the second round? I want you to tell me what they're going to do with pick 243 in the seventh round. What are they going to do?
243. Well, I'm hoping they package those two seventh-round picks.
Okay.
Andrew Berry doesn't love to make seventh-round picks.
No, he doesn't.
So, I mean, they like to start to move on and think who they're going to sign in free agency after that, the rookie undrafted free agents. So I'm hoping that they take those two picks and move up into the sixth round or trade one out to next year for a sixth-round pick or something like that. Sometimes you can get somebody to do that if they have somebody that they want and they don't want to expose them to undrafted free agency. So that's my hope with that. But if that doesn't happen, then I could actually see them drafting a running back or a quarterback late because, as I've mentioned a few times, Dorian Thompson-Robinson is not ready to start throwing yet either. He's still coming off of his hip injury, so they still need another camp arm.
All right, I give you credit. You did give me a legit answer on a question that I was throwing out there as a joke. My bigger question for you, though, is, Mary Kay, that think about all the years we've sat around here, we've worried about what they're going to do in the first round, what they're going to do in the first round, and now we're sitting here, and it's like, okay, well, they've got a second-round pick, and the roster looks rock solid, you know, when you talk about even first and second teams. What does that say about the franchise? I think that we don't spend any time talking about the draft anymore, that we, you know, we're just ready and free agency feels like it was fulfilled this year.
Well, part of the reason we haven't been talking about the draft as much in the last couple of years, of course, this is the third straight year without a first round pick.
Right.
And most of the draft talk over the years, I mean, how often in those years did we ever really focus on the second round pick? To a degree, yes. But most of the time, you're trying to figure out which quarterback they're going to take or what they're going to do at number 10 or what they're going to do at 22 or whatever. It usually isn't, oh, hey, what about number 54? So I think that is a lot of it, that we just don't have a first-round pick to talk about. But I think the second-round pick and the third-round pick, they're still going to be very interesting because you hope to get starters in those rounds.
Think about the pressure Bo Bell had being the first selection for the Browns in, what, 08, and he was a fourth-rounder.
You and Bo Bell.
I don't know. I just because it's a great trivia question. Mary Kay, thank you very much. As always, you know we love talking to you. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
All right. Make sure you read Mary Kay every day in the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. And, of course, she was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.